So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Hamevi get v'aver himenu, mitzol alter kasher v'imlav pasul. A shlich who lost the get while en route to deliver it. If he finds the get right away, the get is valid, because this is definitely the lost get. However, if he found the get only lizma meruba, after a lengthy interval, the get is pasul, because as Rashi explains, shema me'achar nafal v'ein zeh shaloi. Perhaps this is not his get, but a get that someone else dropped, and therefore it was not written lishma. The Mishnah continues, however, matzei b'chafisa oibed luskema, imakirei kasher. If the get was inside a package, and he recognized the package, or he recognized the actual get, then even if the get was found lizma meruba, it's still kasher, because this is definitely the lost get. Rabbah asks that our Mishnah rules lizma meruba pasul, while the Mishnah Masechtas Bava Metzia states, matzei gitei nashir mishechur avadim, hareza lo yachzer, shani ayma kesubin hayu v'nim lechalein sheli litnan. If a person finds a woman's get, he may not return it to the divorcee, because the husband might have merely written the get, but then reconsidered and did not actually give it. By using this reason, the Mishnah implies, ha'amar tenu na'isnin v'afil lizma meruba, if the husband now wants to divorce her with this get, even lizma meruba kasher, the get is kasher, even though it's sometime later, because we assume that this is the same get, and we're not concerned that perhaps this is someone else's get, and it's not lishma. Rabbi explains that there's no contradiction, because the two Mishnayos refer to different scenarios. Kam b'malkim sh'ashiras mitzuyos, kam b'malkim she'ein ha'shiras mitzuyos. Our Mishnah is referring to a case where the get was found in an area frequented by many people. Therefore, only la'alta kasher, because in such a short time we assume that no one else passed through and dropped it here, and this is definitely his get. But lizma meruba pasul, because perhaps from among all the people passing through, someone dropped this get, and this is not his get. However, the other Mishnah is referring to a case where the get was found in an area not frequented by many. Therefore, even lizma meruba kasher, because we assume that no one passed through and this is definitely his get. However, the Gemara adds, according to Rabbah, v'afil b'makom shashiyaris mitzuyos, v'hu shehuchzeku shnei yesi ben shimon be'ir achas. Obviously, the name of the get matches the name of the person who claims to have lost it, and we entertain the possibility of this being someone else's get only if it's known that there is another person with the same name who lives in the same city. But if lehuchzeku shnei yesi ben shimon be'ir achas, then even b'makom shashiyaris mitzuyos lizma meruba kasher, because we need not be concerned that another person with the same name and from the same city pass through. Therefore, this is definitely his get. The Gemara cites Reb Zera, who also asks the same contradiction, but from a brisa, in that our Mishnah states, Tamevi get v'avet hemenu imitzol alter kasher v'imlav pasul. While in the brisa it states, Matze get isha bashuk, if a person finds a get in the marketplace. Bizman shabal moide yachzer le'isha, if the husband admits that he already gave the get is returned to the wife. Ein habal moide, lo yachzer lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. If the husband does not admit that he gave the get, then it is not returned to either one. The get is not returned to the wife, because perhaps she was never divorced. And the get is not returned to the husband either, because as Rashi explains, perhaps she was divorced. And now the husband will claim that she returned the get as proof that he paid her ksuba, when in fact, he did not yet pay the ksuba. The Gemara points out, Ha'bisman shabal moidim yes yachzer le'isha v'afil lizma meruba. The Brisa implies that if the husband does admit that he gave the get, then even lizma meruba, we assume that this was definitely his get, and it is returned to his wife. So we have the same kasha. Our Mishnah rules lizma meruba pasul, while the Brisa rules lizma meruba kasha. And Reb Zeri makes the same distinction as Rabbah. Kam b'makom shashiyaras mitzuyos, kam b'makom she'ein hashiyaras mitzuyos. However, ikad da'amri, some say that Reb Zeri agrees entirely with Rabbah, and that b'makom shashiyaras mitzuyos lizma meruba pasul, only where huchzeku shnei yesi ben shimon be'ir achas and lizma meruba kasher, where loy huchzeku shnei yesi ben shimon be'ir achas. While ikad da'amri, others say that Reb Zeri disagrees with Rabbah and that af agav to loy huchzeku lo lehader. Our Mishnah holds that b'makom shashiyaras mitzuyos lizma meruba pasul, even where loy huchzeku shnei yesi ben shimon be'ir achas. The Gemara offers two additional solutions to the contradiction. Reb Yirmiyah says, Lizma meruba kasher only in the case the ka'amri edim me'olim lechisamnu ella al get echad shal Yesi ben Shimon. The witnesses testify that they signed only once on the get of a person named Yesi ben Shimon. Therefore, this must be his get, and we need not be concerned for dilma isrami shmo kishmo ve'edim ke'edim. these Edom indeed did not sign this get, but perhaps two other Edom with the same names signed this get for another person named Yosef ben Shimon, because that is certainly not likely. Rav Ashi says, Lizman Rubu Kasher only in the case of Kagoin de Ka'amar Nekiv Yeshbo Bitzad Ois Plainus, the Havali Simon Muvuk, in which the husband provides a Simon Muvuk, a very specific indication, such as there is a hole near a specific letter in the get. Al Nekiv Be'alma Loi. If it provides only a general simon, such as there was a hole somewhere in the get, then it will depend on the question of simonim idereisa idrabanan, whether a general simon is considered proof to claim a lost item idereisa or only midrabanan. If we say simonim idereisa, then even regarding the Easter Eishes Ish, it's a valid simon in claiming a lost get. However, if we say simonim idrabanan, then only for an aveda, that is mumin, is it a simon. Because Hefka Bez and Hefka, the Rabban have complete control of all property. However, regarding the Eishes Ish, a general simon is not enough proof in claiming a lost get. The Gemara continues with that which the Mishnah taught. Hamevi get v'aver himenu mitzola alter kosher. If the get was found right away, it is kosher. The Gemara cites a braisa with six opinions regarding the time limit of le'alter. Reb Nosson Omer, shesho kedei shetava sheyare b'tishra. The time that it takes for a group to arrive and settle. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, kedei she'adam oimid v'raya shalei aver sham adam. There's no time range, but rather it's considered li'alter only if a person was standing there and can attest that no one passed through the area from when the shliach passed until the get was found. V'yesh Omer, shalei shaha adam sham. It's considered li'alter if a person can attest that no one lingered in the area of the get. Rebbe Omer, kedei lichta v'saget, the time that it takes to write a get. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, kedei l'kroisei, the time that it takes to read a get. Acherim Omerim, kedei l'kroisei, the time that it takes to both write and read a get.